Buckler nodded silently, allowing Brang to explain.
"It is a terrible affliction, a sickness that drives a beast berserk. I had that blood wrath, the mad urge to fight, slay and slaughter. Nothing could stand in my way, one beast or a score. When my eyes went red with a rush of blood, I became unstoppable. I outpaced my own hares, charging into that quarry, straight into the foe beast. Fool that I was. The ravagers had scouted our approach. They were waiting for us, and had us heavily outnumbered. But I was out of control, roaring eulalias and laying waste to the vermin. By the blade and the hilt, I fought that day. Everything around me was one red mist, but I battled on. Those ravagers pressed me hard. I still carry the wounds and scars they gave me. I became cut off from my hares, surrounded, so that I could scarcely move to swing my blade. Then I tripped and fell. The sword slipped from my blood-stained paws. That was when I saw him, Armuk Rin, the great sable. He was standing over me, swinging a battle-axe. I knew my fate was sealed. I was a dead beast. But a miracle occurred. Your grandsire, Ferin, my trusty right paw, came hurtling through the air, blade flashing, roaring his war cry. He struck like a thunderbolt, cleaving Armuk Rin, helmet and head, right through his evil brain.
Buckler's eyes were shining, even though he had heard the tale before.
And that's what settled the battle.
Brang rose. Crossing to his forge, he leaned down heavily upon the bellows. A plume of golden flame and scarlet sparks shot up, illuminating the badger's powerful head, glinting in his fierce eyes.
Ah, young un, that was a battle to remember. Though it was my friend Ferin's brave act which carried the day. Those ravagers who were still alive fled when they saw what happened to the mighty Armuk Rin. Up until then, the vermin didn't believe he could be defeated.
Buckler laughed.
But my grandpa proved different. That's why you gave him the coin.
The Badger Lord scowled.
Let me tell you about that thing, young un. It actually was a coin. A golden one from some place far beyond the sunset long ago. When I was very young. I recall it was wintertide. I was walking the shoreline south of this mountain when I came across the wreck of an old vessel. It was buried deep by the seasons. Wasn't much to see. Only a bit of old wood sticking out of the sand. Well, I started digging it up and choosing pieces, planning on taking them to old Corporal Cook McGirry. He was a real good old sort, often keeping a little plum duff in the oven for me. Actually, it was McGirry who taught me to make forge scones.